22 years ago today, President George H.W. Bush retreated from his most famous campaign promise.
Read my lips. No new taxes.
The first President Bush raised some taxes and lost his reelection bid. Ever since then, anti-tax pledges have become more and more common.
Here to talk with us today in our Midday Extra is Stan Collender. He's the author of the blog Capital Gains and Games. Hi, Stan. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for asking.
So take us back here a little bit, a little background on President H.W. Bush's anti-tax pledge. What was the policy, and then why did he backtrack?
Well, first of all, remember his very famous line. It's repeated. You see the clip often, the video clip often, at the Republican convention when he goes, "Read my lips, no new taxes," and he got a standing ovation, and it was the biggest cheer, and it was, you know, he was trying to be following Ronald Reagan's footsteps. Several years later, faced with some very difficult budget situations and difficult negotiations with Congress, he backtracked on that. And in fact, it was a line that I'm sure he's come to regret. He was out jogging, and someone asked him about, why did you backtrack? And he said, "Read my lips. We're going to read my hips. Excuse me. We're going to raise taxes." And that really was the beginning of the end of his presidency.
You think that's what scared everybody now? I mean, is that why Republicans are scared of raising any taxes on anybody right now?
Well, it's not a question of being scared of raising taxes. I mean, many Republicans, based on that particular situation where H.W. Bush was defeated, largely on the tax question, a lot of Republicans have taken the pledge. They've taken the Grover Norquist-induced pledge to say no new taxes under any time for any reason in any form. That really was the beginning. That particular moment was the beginning of the Tea Party, although it wasn't called that back then. It was the beginning of the move for the Republican Party to be heavy anti-tax no matter what the situation. And they defeated a sitting president. That is, Republicans moved away from George H.W. Bush in droves and caused him to lose the election to Bill Clinton.
So for a few years now, that Norquist no-tax pledge has been relatively ironclad. But I'm kind of getting the sense that here we are on the anniversary of the no new taxes pledge, that the Norquist pledge is crumbling on Capitol Hill. What do you think?
Well, crumbling is too strong a term, but clearly there are a few cracks, and it remains to be seen exactly which direction it's going to go. But at this particular moment, it looks like some of the people you would expect to be the most virulent protectors of the anti-tax pledge are starting to say, well, you know, maybe we need to think about this. And they're starting to do that because of the realities of the deficit and because of the realities of how popular Medicare and defense spending is. And a lot of people who are saying, you know, we just don't want you to cut Social Security, transportation, veterans. In fact, my guess is over the next couple of months, all those who have said no new taxes, has to be spending cuts, are going to be humbled as they find out how popular spending really is.
You know, it's kind of amazing to think back to that moment, that was such a big deal, when now it seems that politicians will switch their positions much more frequently, even when they're on video, saying one thing and then deciding later that they've evolved their position or whatever and they're going to do something different. And it doesn't cause such a big ruckus.
Well, if Mitt Romney got up tomorrow and said, you know, I've decided we need a tax increase, he might be denied the nomination at the convention. I mean, that's how strong that feeling still is in within the Republican Party. There would be a massive uprising, and somebody would probably rise up to try to challenge him on the convention floor. Let's not underestimate the magnitude of how significant that pledge, no new tax pledge, is still. But on a variety of other issues, you're exactly right. Whether it's immigration or gay marriage or a variety of other things, politicians can now say, look, I've learned more, I've evolved, I've changed, and the times demand new thinking. You very often find that, by the way, after an election. That is, someone who runs on a particular platform gets into office several months later, finally takes the oath of office, and announces, you know what, the situation has changed, and my position has to change as well. Hmm.
So if we were to sneak into Kennebunkport or wherever Bush 1 is hanging out these days and throw him a surprise anniversary party for this, you think he'd have a sense of humor about it?
only depends how much gin was included in the celebration, I suspect.
Well, socially lubricate him for the exciting anniversary celebration. Well, Stan Collender with Capital Gains and Games, very good to talk with you. Thanks for joining us for the Midday Extra.
Anytime.